Vulnerability is a sign of strength. Number 22, be grateful in everything that you do. Gratitude goes a very, very long way. Number 21, pray and pray and pray and never stop praying for things that you need, for things that you want in your life. Pray for other people. Just continue to pray.
You are listening to the Built for More podcast. My name is Lane Taylor, and I'm obsessed with hearing people's stories and the value those stories can bring into our own lives. I have a passion for business, marketing, and shining a light on all the good that is happening in the world. I'm a husband and a father that left a decade-long corporate career to pursue my own dreams and passions in the world of entrepreneurship because I believe that we are all built for more in this life. Join me on this journey as I bring you guests and stories that will inspire and motivate you to live a life in full abundance. I'm on a mission to learn from the best and share why I know we are all built for more. Now grab a seat, hit the play button, and let's get to work.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Built for More podcast. This one actually is very, very special to me. On today's episode of the Built for More podcast, I'm going to get to share 35 lessons learned throughout life to help me celebrate my 35th birthday. That's right. April 28th, I am turning 35. And I just was thinking, I was like, man, this is a pretty big year, 35 years, even though I feel very young. But, you know, 35 years, I got some experience here. I've done some things in this life. And I said, you know what? I'm going to write down 35 lessons, tidbits, things that I've learned that I just want to share. They're going to be quick. They're going to be maybe require a little bit of an explanation, but I'm going to roll through these. I thought this would be a cool idea. So 35 things that I have learned in life for 35 years on this earth, I'm going to share with you guys. I'm going to count them down all the way to number one. Not necessarily, well, maybe a little necessarily of importance of what I believe, but as we get kind of down to the teens, to the five, top four, top three, top two. So here we go. Number 35, dreams require massive action. That explains it itself. Number 34, life is unpredictable, so just get used to it. Guys, life is very unpredictable. Get used to it and keep rolling with the punches. Number 33, change is constant. I think you got to realize that there's going to be change every step, every season, everywhere you go. Number 32, challenges can turn into great opportunities. If there's a challenge, always think that there's going to be something on the other side of it. Number 31, this is a cool one. Greet people with their names when you meet them. People wear name tags for a reason. And you see them, greet them with their name. Number 30, smile when you pass someone. It changes your energy, it changes their energy, and it just makes you feel better. Number 29, happiness is a choice. Wake up every single day. Decide to be happy. And more times than not, you will end up having a fantastic day. Number 28, cold water and weather is amazing for the body. That is correct. Get in some cold water. I love it. You probably could too. 27, true relationships take genuine effort. At the end of your life, how do you want people to be remembered? How do you want them to remember you? So true relationships take effort. Number 26, nothing beats an amazing sunrise or an amazing sunset. Get out there, see those amazing phenomenons that God created. Number 25, holding hands with your spouse and significant other changes your physiological well-being. Hold your spouse's hand for someone that you love to be around. Number 24, learn to say sorry and truly mean it when you do and have genuine conversations about why you may be sorry. So hopefully that one's a good one. You understand that. Number 23, vulnerability is strength. I think a lot of times, especially men, vulnerability is a sign of weakness. Vulnerability is a sign of strength. Number 22, be grateful in everything that you do. Gratitude goes a very, very long way. Number 21, pray and pray and pray and never stop praying for things that you need, for things that you want in your life. Pray for other people. Just continue to pray. Number 20, love conquers all. In the end of your life, if you have love, if you have friendships, if you have family, that's all that matters. Number 19, this has been a recent one for me, and I know I've shared a lot on the Built for More podcast. Patience is key. You got to have patience in this life. The right things will come at the right times, just like I have said on the podcast before. One of my favorite verses, Habakkuk 2:2, patience, patience, patience. Number 18, having faith is a superpower. I truly believe that. If you have faith, that's all that you need. Number 17, find friends that are with you from the ups and the downs, and they're there for you always. Find those friends and never give up. I've always said I'd rather have, at the end of my life, I'd rather have one to two amazing friends that I've lived life with than just a couple of friends that barely know me. Number 16, make sure that you laugh until you cry. There are moments in my life I can remember with family, with friends, with Chelsea, my beautiful wife. We've just died laughing so hard we've cried. Make sure you do that in the life. Number 15, that sun that was placed there by God has healing powers. Go out, be in the sun, and spend as much time as you can out in that sun. Number 14, kind of the same realm. Walking barefoot is amazing. Take your shoes off, walk in nature, rejuvenate ground. Walking barefoot is amazing. Number 13, you know what? Sometimes it's okay to stay up late and binge a TV show and just get your mind off of everyday troubles. So go do that. Number 12, squat often to stay healthy. Good news, guys. As we get older, we're still going to be going to the bathroom. And squatting, you're going to want to be able to do that by yourself when you get older. So squat often to stay healthy. Number 11, make it a point to laugh and cry with people. Laugh and cry. Those create the deepest relationships. Number 10, nothing beats a good, warm, or cold cookie and some milk. Random, but I love sweets, and that's important. Number 9, I think raw milk is amazing. That's right, you heard it from me. Raw milk tastes amazing. Number 8, tell your kids every day that you love them and that you are proud of them. Tell your kids every day that you love them and that you're proud of them. Number 7, procrastination is dumb. Just do it. Get over it. Do what you need to do. Number 6, hey, go skydiving once in your life. I skydived one time in my life in Denver, Colorado, over the mountains, and it was something I'll never forget for the rest of my life. All right, top 5. Here we go. Find your passion and be relentless in how you pursue it. Again, find your passion and be relentless on how you pursue it. Number 4, serve people with no expectations. Number 4, serve people and have zero expectations. Most times, you will feel like a better person when you do that. Number 3, tell people how you feel about them to their face. I love this one. Tell people that are in your life what you mean to them, how important they are to you, and never stop. I mean it. Look them in the face and call out the good and why you love them. A lot of people don't do that, but do it. Number 2, find your love, find the love of your life, and tell them every single day you love them, you're proud of them, and you get to do life with them. In my case, it's my beautiful bride. I tell her every single day I love her, I'm proud of her. Find that person. Number one, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. They're amazing and they're real. And Jesus loves you if you're listening to this. And I hope that if you're listening to this, you know that. I save that for the last, and I hope you stick around, because my God is amazing. And for 35 years, I have lived an amazing life, and simply getting to sit here and share that on the podcast has made everything worth it. So I didn't realize I was going to get a little emotional on that one, but that's 35 things, 35 lessons, 35 insights that I've learned for 35 years on this beautiful planet. I thank you so much for being with me. Share this episode with someone that you think it may, you know, brighten their day. And thank you all so much for everything you do for this community and listening to this. And I'm so grateful. And yeah, I'm excited. So here's to another year and more relationships, more episodes, more conversations. And do me a favor, scroll on Apple, give me a 5-star rating and a 5-star review. That'd be an amazing birthday. If you're listening to this right now and we kind of know each other, or we, you know, I don't want gifts. What you could do for me for my birthday is you give me a 5-star rating and a 5-star review on Apple. That would mean the world. So till next time, have a good day.